morning, the sun was shining. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Here is a very strange and slightly disturbing development. I shouldn't have been surprised. Believe it or not, Moscow Mitch announced yesterday that he would support Trump if Trump is the 2024 nominee. Now, you think about that. Moscow Mitch slithered around during the Trump presidency, protected Trump, sucked up to Trump, doesn't like Trump, apparently, but wasn't out there golfing with Trump. Moscow Mitch went to bat for him when Trump betrayed us to the commie Ruskies over Ukraine and said that Ukraine was the one that hacked into the 2016 election, not the commie Ruskies. Remember something? I've said this before. Ukraine used to be part of Poland. So did Lithuania. Poland was the biggest country by territory in the late 18th century in Europe. 1790s, Prussia, Russia, and Austria divided it up. Didn't exist till 1918. It's back on the map. The Nazis invaded it. 1939. Then the commie Ruskies grabbed it. They split off Ukraine. And now Trump wants to blame what had been part of Poland, Ukraine, as who did the hacking. Moscow Mitch backed him up on that. Moscow Mitch backed him up on that, backed him up on any fraud and stupidity. But the thing that Moscow Mitch gagged on was the January 6th insurrection. Moscow Mitch still supported crooked Donald Trump on the second impeachment. He still voted to acquit him. But then he got up in worm-like fashion, the worm turned, and he said Trump was morally and legally responsible for it. A criminal prosecutor should look at it. And that what happened, he totally trashed Trump and disassociated himself. That was right after the January 6th insurrection. Now, what, 6 weeks later? He says he'd support Trump as the nominee in 2024. Let me tell you the nuance of what he said. He did look troubled and shifty. He looked unhappy, but he does not have the guts to stand up. What he said was somebody asked him if Trump is the nominee in the 2024 elections, will you support him? And he said, well, there's a lot of people running. There's at least four senators, probably a couple of governors and others. But yes, I would support whoever the nominee is. And they said, no, no. Will you support Trump if he is the nominee? And he said, yes. How can you support a nominee for president of the United States whom you have said 6 weeks ago is morally and legally and criminally responsible for an insurrection and attack on our capital? How can you do that? At some point, do you squeak up and stand up and say, I am a man after all, and I am not going to put up with this? And the answer is no, he's not. He didn't do that. Why? Because his whole existence is being the leader of the Republicans in the Senate. He hopes the majority leader after the next election if they take the Senate back. And he knows that if he said he wouldn't support Trump, he would no longer be the minority leader right now. And he's hoping he can hang on. He's hoping he can suck his way back into Trump's good graces. And remember, most of the people that Trump had around him, a lot of them initially blasted him as a fraud, as an incompetent. Lindsey Graham, when Trump was running against Jeb Bush and the rest, said that he is a xenophobic, race-baiting bigot. Those are his words. That's Lindsey Graham's words. And then Lindsey Graham is down there sniffing around. Well, now Moscow Mitch is down there sniffing around. Moscow Mitch, unbelievable. The Senate parliamentarian yesterday ruled that the $15 minimum wage was out of order in a budget reconciliation bill. This is a lot of inside baseball. I'm not going to get in the weeds of it, except to say that if you pass a bill by budget reconciliation, it has to be related to the budget. It only needs 51 votes. If you need any others, it's 60 votes unless you get rid of the filibuster. And the Democrats don't have the votes to get rid of the filibuster. Manchin and Sinema won't do it. What that means is the House is passing the COVID relief bill probably today. It's going to have a $15 an hour minimum wage. It's going to go to the Senate. And according to the Senate parliamentarians' order, they'll strip out the $15 provision from the one that the Senate passes. And the Senate will pass it on purely Democratic votes, no Republicans, with Kamala Harris voting 51 to 50. Now, here's a little known fact, let me tell you. The Senate parliamentarian doesn't have the power to do it. That's an advisory opinion. It can be reversed by Kamala Harris. She's the president of the Senate. Backed up by the Senate. What Biden is afraid of is that Manchin and Sinema have said they can't support it because they're in very tough re-election states. And a lot of small business in those states say, well, if I have to give $15 an hour to my mom and pop hot dog stand, I'm going out of business. So they are afraid that if Kamala Harris overrules the parliamentarian and it goes to a vote, they will lose two Democratic votes. That's what they're afraid. Now, one possibility is they should do that anyway. They should do it anyway. Overrule the parliamentarian. The Republicans did that when Trump was president and the parliamentarian went around him. They not only overruled her, they fired the parliamentarian. I don't know if anybody remembers that. So why are we playing with kid gloves? It is because, in my view, the leadership, not Schumer, although Schumer is probably in on it and he talks a good game, is if we overrule her and put it back in and we lose Sinema and we lose Manchin, this thing is going to lose 52-48. You won't even need Kamala Harris and we won't get anything. My feeling, for what it's worth, is do it. And if that happens, then strip it out afterwards and do it without it. But at least make a point of it. There has not been a raise in the minimum wage in something like 12 years. 12 years. The minimum wage in 1968, adjusted for present dollars, was $10.50 an hour. I mean, at least raise it to $10.50 an hour to make it the same as 1968 instead of $7.25. And $15 an hour was not going to come in next year anyway. It was being phased in over about 3-4 years. And by then, present dollars would be the same as the 1968 minimum wage. In other words, there wouldn't have been a real raise in something like 50 years. That's what's going on here. I don't know why these economists blather around and talk this thing and screw it up. You should listen to Devil Radio, get it straight, but that is the sad fact. Parliamentarian says strip it out. The Democrats won't overrule her because they'll lose Manchin and Sinema and the whole thing won't get passed. I've just given you a way they could do it. Make a stand. And what they're going to need to do is, in the next election, get a few more votes where they don't need Manchin Sinema. But they should not oppose Manchin Sinema, because if they lose, you're going to get two right-wing nut jobs in West Virginia and in Arizona. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.